Madam Vice President, distinguished delegates, Hungary wishes to highlight the following issues in its national capacity. First of all, let me thank the facilitators, Switzerland and Indonesia, for their tireless work to conclude the negotiations on the resolution in such a challenging time. We are experiencing more and more conflicts and disasters around the world, while the COVID-19 pandemic has further deteriorated the existing humanitarian needs and already fragile situations. It has also negatively affected the humanitarian access to the most vulnerable populations. In this complex situation, the engagement and solidarity of the international community is essential to relieve the suffering of millions of people. Hungary is firmly committed to preventing and alleviating humanitarian crises, threatening societies in fragile situations and in conflict-affected areas. By contributing to the development of the social infrastructure in the fields of education, healthcare, and the preservation of cultural heritage, as well as by rendering humanitarian aid, Hungary ensures rapid and effective provision of assistance to the victims of humanitarian crisis. In 2020, Hungary allocated $20.58 million for humanitarian aid purposes. Hungary agrees with the aims of the humanitarian resolution. However, I would like to reiterate our concerns raised during the negotiation process. Firstly, Hungary has not endorsed the Global Compact for Migration or the Global Compact on Refugees. Accordingly, Hungary does not participate in the implementation of the compacts and cannot accept any reference to GCM or GCR. In our view, migration is an extremely dangerous and harmful process without any development impact. Moreover, it causes serious security threats and public health-related challenges in the time of a pandemic. Since the outbreak of the migration crisis in 2015, Hungary has consistently emphasized the importance of addressing the root causes of migration locally by creating stable and secure conditions in countries of origin and transit. This approach, hand in hand with the Nexus approach, is more relevant than ever. Secondly, Hungary believes in the principle of equal access to vaccines, as extensive immunization is the key to successfully surmounting the COVID-19 pandemic. However, highlighting certain randomly selected groups sends erroneous messages that they have a privilege to vaccines, thus undermining the principle of equality. Finally, regarding the gender reference in the resolution and especially in para 69, I would like to emphasize that Hungary recognizes and promotes equality between women and men in accordance with the fundamental law of Hungary and the primary law principles and values of the European Union, as well as commitments and principles stemming from international law. In line with these and its national legislation, Hungary interprets the concept of gender as reference to sex. Thank you very much.